You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, November 17, 2016, week 179 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Sasko.
And it's time for America's Sweetheart. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
I'm not. This is a gentleman who deserves being called truly deserves a title. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Is a major fan of Tom Cruise and has impersonated Tom for many years. He even portrayed Tom Cruise's fictitious crazed stunt double, Tom Cruise, spelled T-O-M-C-R-O-O-Z-E, on 2000 MTV Movie Awards on a segment called Mission Improbable. Tom and this person have been friends ever since 1996.
All right, give me another hint.
Attended UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television.
Interesting. Keep going.
This person and their wife have both been guest starred on the TV show Friends, though not in the same episode.
Guest star on Friends, not in the same episode. They have so many guest stars on that show. Who is it? Who is it? Give me another one. Okay, I'm not coming up with names. Okay. I should be able to get it by that. But
this one, I think you should be able to get it off this one.
All right.
Is a big fan of Star Trek 1966. He named his production company Red Hour Films after an alien riot featured in this episode, Star Trek: The Return of the Archons. Archons?
Don't know production companies.
No.
Ron Howard?
No.
I don't know.
Ron Howard's company is...
What's his company?
Was it Free Film or something like that? Was considered for the role of Willy Wonka in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oh.
Willy Wonka. I don't know. Coming up blank.
This president is left-handed.
Obama.
Is Obama left-handed?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Let me give you an easier one. Has a Hollywood clique of close friends that have often appeared in his movies. Owen Wilson, Jack Black, Kyle Gass, and Janine Garofalo.
Hmm. List those names again.
Owen Wilson, Jack Black, Kyle Gass, and Janine Garofalo.
Jack Black. Oh, I know it now. Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's probably why Tom Cruise was in
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder is because he's buddies with them.
Yeah.
All makes and sense. I think, how many also movies are Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson in together?
I think a lot.
Oh, yeah, because Meet the Parents.
Heat Vision and Jack. Well, they weren't in that. I don't think Ben Stiller was in it, but Owen Wilson was a voice.
Yeah.
His name is Benjamin Edward Miara Ben Stiller. How old is Mr. Ben Stiller, Mike?
How old is Ben Stiller? Let's see. All right. 52.
No, 50.
Darn it, 2 years off.
If we were in a lineup, mm-hmm. where would Ben Stiller stand? If from shortest to, from shortest on the left and tallest on the right. So I would be to your left.
Because I know he's short-ish, but is he
short? How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay.
So I don't know if he's shorter or taller than me.
That's what it all comes down to.
Because I don't know how tall Tom Cruise is, but I assume he's taller than Tom Cruise. He's very close to my height. I'm going to go he's 5'9".
Wrong.
Was he 5'7"?
Yeah.
Darn it.
He's actually the same height as Tom Cruise, allegedly.
That's probably why they're buddies too. He's like, stand next to me.
He's like, stand next to me. I feel normal for once.
Oh, man. I feel like I blew that one. 2 inches off, 2 years off.
It took you quite a few trivia facts. I thought you'd get it after I said he was left-handed.
Yeah, No, I only know one person who's left-handed. That's Obama.
The only reason I knew about Red Hour is because his Twitter handle.
I didn't know he had a production.
Yeah, his production or his Twitter handle is Red Hour Ben.
Oh, wait, who's his? Oh, his wife. Okay,
yeah,
she's an actress too.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out what episode Ben Stiller was in.
He was Friends. Rachel's boyfriend or something for like one episode.
Because they were in a movie together too.
Yeah,
that's why. That's weird.
Yeah,
strange.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, like it's weird to be in a show together and then a movie together.
Yeah.
And he's love interest in both, so it's weird.
Yeah. This Week in Movies and Then Now. Bleed for This, The Edge of 17, and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So Bleed for This, true life boxing movie.
Mm-hmm.
Why do boxers have such screwed up lives?
I don't know.
Like The Fighter. That's crazy.
Because boxing is just a crazy world.
I think it's the fact
boxers
that
boxers are like rock stars almost.
They're like rock. They're like poor people who get a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they still.
But it's like there's like so much people. An event around it, and it's so much like.
And it's like not much work, right? Like Mayweather.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but like they make so much money at like one time.
Yeah, when you're
like
that
instead
big.
Of like instead of like making $37,000. That's a very specific number. Let's say, like, instead of making like $100,000,
like other athletes play like many games.
Yeah, they make whatever. That all in like one night. Like UFC is similar, but now UFC is like where it's every like 4 months you have to fight.
Yeah, this is like boxing, two like, a year at most.
Yeah,
like whatever, or when you're that big.
Yeah,
yeah,
and you get paid like buckets of money.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So Miles Teller is a boxer.
Yeah, and Robert Downey Jr. is his trainer.
No. Robert Downey Jr. is not in this movie.
Robert De Niro is his trainer.
Robert De Niro is not in this movie. Aaron Eckhart is his trainer.
No shit.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro is not in this movie?
No.
I'm thinking of the other one.
You're thinking of the old dude? He's in Planet of the Apes. He's in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. He's
Gary Oldman?
No. He's like he's the dude in Bourne Identity. He's the old dude.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's the old dude. Planet of the Apes, he like owns the ape facility. He's like Malfoy's like boss.
Holy shit, Buffalo Bill's in this movie.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Ted Levine?
Leland Stottlemyre.
Oh, is that his name?
No, that's his name in Monk. Oh.
So I know you said Monk last episode.
I did.
And then every time since I was trying to repeat that fact, when I brought him up and they're like, oh, yeah, it's like you never see him again. I was like, oh, yeah, he was in Psych.
Yeah. Monk and Psych are very similar-ish shows.
And then I forgot who. Oh, because Princess Bride guy was in Psych.
Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was. He was in Psych.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill is in this movie.
I saw him in the trailer. But the dude from the guy I'm talking about is in it too, right? Like Born Identity guy /
I don't see him.
Dude, he's got a beard. He's old, dude. He's not in that movie. I thought I saw him in the trailer.
There's a lot of women in this movie. A lot of very attractive women in this movie.
Wow. I only saw like one in the trailer.
Yeah, I don't think that guy you're talking about is in this movie.
Really? I'm disappointed. Let's see. Who was I confusing him for, though? That's my question.
Well, Mayweather's in this movie? Because there's a guy...
There you go. I was confusing him for the dude from Game of Thrones.
Which guy?
The King Beyond the Wall, who is Steppenwolf.
Oh, yeah.
Siren Hines.
Yeah. Okay, so that movie's about boxing, and he gets in a car accident, and he has to recover, and then he wants to box again.
Yes.
The age of 17, girl goes to high school, and she's about to turn 17, and her life's going crazy.
Yeah, and the teacher's a dick.
Yeah, it looks funny. It actually looks really funny.
It does look funny.
It's with Woody Harrelson.
That's why it's... Yeah, I like me some Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, he's really funny.
He's very entertaining.
He's like a hippie.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah. The trailer's really funny.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, your story, like, why don't you kill yourself or something? What did he say?
I don't know what he says. Yeah, he's like, that story makes me feel like this. Like, or why don't you write a story about a young girl who comes into class every day at lunch and ruins, like, the 30 minutes of peace that this man has and ends up killing herself.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's pretty, it looks funny.
And then Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. The Harry Potter spinoff that we've been talking about for the last like billion weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It finally comes out.
Fun stuff. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I got hope. I got some hope.
Yeah. On Netflix today, Lovesick Season 2, also known as Scrotal Recall. That's the original trailer or title.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And Paranoid Season 1. Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.